Part 1. Fixing the Bait. Chapter 1. March, 1976. The serene icy morning was shattered by a scream. Noel Cummings swerved his 10-speed bicycle to a stop at the railing and listened. One sneakered foot remained tight in the metal clamp of the bike's pedal. The other dangled gingerly on the thin concrete abutment. Nothing. Despite the frigid wind flapping off the Hudson River, he pulled down the hood of his sweatshirt to hear better. Still nothing. The wind, whistling through those loose metal flaps of the crumbling warehouses on his right? Perhaps. Or perhaps an early morning driver, screeching his tires as he sped around a corner below, on West Street. He peered over the railing of the elevated West Side Highway, closed to traffic south of 34th Street since a nearby section had collapsed almost a year before. Closed to car and truck traffic, that is. Still open to pedestrians or, more common, to bicyclists like Noel, alone this early March morning at a quarter after six. Below him, he could make out the back of a crawling sanitation department truck. It must have been a hallucination, he decided, and put up his hood again. Looking east, through lines of building walls sheer as cliffs, the night's blackness had begun to give way to a pale cobalt at the horizon. Dawn soon. Then the scream repeated. Even with his hood up, he knew it was no hallucination. It was so clear, so close. Noel could make out its direction, to the right, in front of him. And even a few terrified words.
No, didn't mean it.
A light flickered on in the second-story warehouse window, level with where he stood. With it, the scream ended. Noel shot across the road to the right-hand railing. Light flickered in the third window.